It's all connected.
Grimnir and Cirque.
Yeah, folks, it is. It's all connected. I am Grimnir, and I am here today on the It's All Connected show on RealLibertyMedia.com with my lovely co-host, Miss Circolo.
On a winter Monday.
With Miss Circolo. And it's, what is today? Monday, January 25th, 2021.
Yes.
And today's program is entitled, The More Things Change, .. You know, the thing!
Yes.
Oh, boy. So tell me. Tell me, Ms. Circolo. And why did you want to do the More Things Change deal?
Mainly because it seems like we had a lot of change, right? Or did we?
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had first of all, we had the big change that everybody was waiting for, right? Now it's 2021.
Right.
Right?
Right, 2021. So that means the plandemic.
We're almost like a month in, so.
The plandemic is over, right?
Right. No, Grimnir, they haven't sold enough vaccines yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, have patience.
Okay, good. Is that not the change you meant? You meant the change of the face.
I don't know. Well, there is that change too, right?
See, because
we had the change in president of the free world, America.
The free world, yes. We're so free here that you're all on lockdown and mandated to wear masks and, yes.
It's a good thing I don't know if it's a good thing, but it's a thing that I'm not living in the free world. So
It's the thing. Yeah. So, you remember the old song by The Who, Won't Get Fooled Again.
Okay, this is where you kind of lose me. How would I remember an old song with The Who?
I don't know.
I was born in 77.
You're just a child.
How do I look back at The Who? Well, they played like in the 60s, right?
Well, you know the music though, right?
You
don't know The Who? Won't Get Fooled Again? Meet the new boss, same as the old boss?
Well, the titles, because you played them.
Well, of course, but, you know.
But to me, it could just as well be like The Animals or whatever.
The Who was kind of like punk before punk existed.
Okay, well, then I'm lost. Then the short answer, though, and we already spent a lot of time on the long answer, but the short answer, no, I don't remember The Who.
Okay. All right. Yeah. You don't know who Roger...
But apparently they did a song, though, right?
Yeah, they did a lot of songs. But, yeah, you don't know who Roger Daltrey is? Pete Townsend?
Oh, yeah, that guy says me something. Okay, I know there is a band named The Who, and if you played something, I would probably go, oh, that's The Who. Oh, right, I heard that before. But if you just say The Who to me... I'm thinking like black and white TV, old rock music, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you remember Pete smashing his guitars on the stage?
Oh yeah. Okay, I remember that.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember him doing it. I remember seeing it.
Well, of course.
You saw it, though. You remember when it happened.
Anyway, the key line to that song from Won't Get Fooled Again is meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
See, yeah, it's the same.
It's the same.
Well, listen, I'm asking you. You're living there. I don't know. I'm not part of the free world.
Well,
miserable monarchy.
Okay. You can look back through all of the various presidents going back to the time I was born, which is 1960, so JFK through now, and whatever they go up there and say, this is what I'm going to do, this is what I'm going to do, all you got to do, really, are you familiar with Agenda 21?
Yeah.
Okay. So
I'm in UN country. Heavy UN government here.
That's terrific. All right. Anyway, so if you look at all of the things stated in Agenda 21 of what was going to happen going forward, what they wanted to happen going forward.
Oh, you're going to join us in UN country.
Yeah. Anyway, so okay. All of the things they stated in Agenda 21 that they wanted to happen kept on happening regardless of which idiot they put in the Oval Office.
Yeah.
And I mean, just look at these people. They're freaking morons. Take George W. Bush, man. That guy.
Okay. Here's the thing, though. None of who you can vote for is actually controlling everything. You can't vote for the organizations that are behind most of it.
You cannot. You cannot. They don't care who. Well, actually, they do. They want the person that's going to reflect what their agenda is.
Today the world is so highly commercialized and so completely centralized, right? That whatever politicians and parliaments and governments, they're mainly smoke screens.
They are.
They serve like, you know, that's just theater.
Yeah, they go there and they speak all their words and they get people saying, all right, go this guy or go that guy. And then when they get into the office, nothing changes. It's all the same.
Because it's the same structure that they're out. That's not within their reach, though.
It is not.
Any politician, they can discuss the distribution of whatever wealth they can loot and steal, though. But they don't settle the monetary policies, right?
They do not.
No. So they're just distribution.
Well, they're just salespeople, you know. They're trying to sell you on the agenda items that the globalists, the banking cartel, want to push forward. And so they get the person in there that most reflects what it is, what the words that those guys are speaking. So what it is they're going to do, I would say that they want to do, but it's that they're going to do.
How do generals get appointed for one of the world's largest armies, the American one?
I don't.
You know that?
No, I am not familiar with the military operations.
That would be interesting to know, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Would you say generals is a power position in America with the large military?
Certainly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Generals are sure.
I'm pretty sure you don't vote for generals.
No. Generals gather in their masses just like witches at black masses.
Yeah. Ew.
Going back.
I don't know.
That's old music stuff too.
Yeah.
Oh, black, a little Black Sabbath, a little Ozzy there for you.
I know. I'll ask Rob Workstead. He might know how generals get to become generals.
I guess they work their way up through the ranks, you know, by kissing the right asses.
So it's the lobster before them, right? Ahead of them that pulls them up. Did you know, Grimny, that there is a certain kind of lobster that it has a very strong instinct, so when it sees the ass of another lobster, it just starts following?
I am not familiar with lobster asses.
So they have these long chains of lobsters that just follow the ass in front of them no matter what happens.
Okay, so it's like the human centipede, the lobster version.
Yeah, because they're, you know, safer in numbers, right?
Yeah.
Once in a while, the lobster in the front, right? spots the lobster that's in the back. And well, then they perform, they, you know.
You would do that. I mean, if somebody was following you around and creeping up on you, you'd notice, right?
Yeah, but what happens when the front and the back meet? Then they just walk around in a circle until all those lobsters die. They're not going anywhere.
I don't really know where you're going with all that, but...
No, I'm just saying, it's funny, though. When you have these systems where you just follow the ass that's ahead of you, right? To become a general.
Oh, sure, yeah. Well, I mean, you know...
You end up in these circular systems where they just go nowhere.
The military is very, very regimented and how they do things, you know.
Yeah.
So they expect certain things from their people, and if those people that provide the things they're looking for, I guess they go up the chain, and the others that don't.
Yeah. It seems just as silly as the lobsters, because it's going nowhere, right? You're just promoting the same, just like you just been through an election with one old white psycho versus another old white psycho.
Okay, well, here's the change that I personally made since Biden is now the president. He's a pedophile, right?
I don't know, probably.
Okay, so it's now not the president, it's the pedodent.
Pedodent.
He's the pedodent. Yeah. So, or Moose Girl likes to say pedos, pedodent. But I say pedo. I don't know what's the right terminology. But
no, just say no to pedophiles, right?
Just say no.
It's fucking disgusting.
Say, wood chipper go brr.
Yeah. Still, you can still out them on Twitter, man. They're gathering. They're on YouTube. They're on Twitter. They're everywhere. And they got these nasty little hashtags that they follow each other around.
Yeah.
Those pedophiles are everywhere.
They seem to be, yeah.
Grooming fuckers.
And apparently being a pedophile is kind of a requirement in order to raise up through the ranks of government. And the globalists love the pedophiles because most of them are pedophiles.
Yeah, so, there are a lot of them, man.
Yeah, and they're running.
You can even hashtag them on Twitter. If you hashtag them under MAPS for one.
Under what?
MAPS for minor attractive persons, right?
Really? I did not know that.
There are tons of these, like, hashtags everywhere. They're on the mainstream. The pedophiles are everywhere on the mainstream.
Yeah, well, I mean, you could tell, like, if you watch, well, like, things like Netflix, you know, they do all this pedophile promotion stuff in their movies and crap. Their own movies, you know.
Yeah, they're the weirdest channels on YouTube, man. Just weird kids videos and... weird hashtags and weird cryptic comments after comments.
Really?
They use mainstream for all that bullshit.
See, I don't follow them, so I don't know. But I do know that as a person that posts videos on YouTube, they have this whole set of questions about whether or not your video either has children in it or it's made for children. And you have to answer these questions in order to get through posting your video.
Yeah.
So, I guess...
You ever seen some of the toddler channels on YouTube?
No.
Where they just have, you know, endless hours of toddler-targeted cartoons?
No, I have not.
That's creepy shit, man. They're some of the biggest channels on YouTube.
Well,
like
I guess.
Hundreds of millions of views of just toddler TV, endless hours of toddler TV.
Okay, I didn't know about. No, I don't know anybody. I've not seen it. Moose has not seen it.
No.
So I don't know. It's weird.
I'm just saying.
I
don't know. I'm not here to, you know. suggest any criminal activity or vendetta vindictive, but it would not be difficult for people to hunt down and expose a lot of these pedophiles all over the internet. A lot of people are...
Well, yes, there's a problem, though. There's a problem in exposing them because they'll shut you down and kick you out if you try to expose them.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah. I mean, you remember the whole Pizzagate issue?
Yeah, but not even that. They got, like, live chat and so just benign-looking, really kid-friendly chat rooms that are just swarmed with pedophiles and groomers.
Wow.
Not even underground. It's open. It's just open.
All right. I guess I avoid that. I mean, I don't necessarily avoid them. I just don't. I'm not. It's not in my scope of view.
If you do like a fake profile on TikTok pretending to be a 12-year-old girl and just be a little alluring, you'd find predators.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure you would.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been on TikTok, yeah. But...
No.
Do you, folks. Do you use TikTok?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I've seen TikTok.
I've seen links to it. But no, yeah. I don't go there. So,
so you think that Joe Biden is a bigger predator and groomer than Donald Trump was?
Absolutely. Absolutely, and he's very open about it. Pretty much. I mean, you see him all, you know, all these various videos and photos of him. You know.
Yeah, he's really weird.
Yeah, he gropes kids. He sniffs everybody. He's a freaking weirdo.
Yeah. Yeah, Trump never did the children thing.
No.
He just did the I'm 15 kind of thing, right?
I don't know.
He just did the really young girls, though.
Oh, well, apparently he wanted to screw his own daughter. Probably still does.
What fucking weirdo, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing that changed. So the world got, what, a little more pedophile?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I don't know if it got if it got more pedophile or if it just became more open about it. Yeah. And
I don't know. Isn't that what every, you know, old history says in the Bible and all that? That, you know, when empires explode or implode, before they fall, they turn really fucking decadent.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, that history kind of shows that to be the case. And
maybe you just entered that decadence phase.
Yeah, I think it's been building for a long time, I'd say. United States has been very decadent for decades. Decades of decadence.
So is Europe. I mean, are you insane? I mean...
I don't really know much about Europe.
No, but the decadence among the rulers are insane right now. But you're probably right, you know. You are a little bit more excessive, and everything's bigger in America, right?
Apparently. I mean, I've seen pictures of the, you know, your buildings and your cars and your roads, and they're all kind of downsized from what the U.S. does.
Yeah.
Everything's a little more packed in together.
Yeah. So what changed? So we got a pedophile president.
Yes.
You know, taking away or distracting away the focus from the true owners, though, right?
The true owner. Yeah, well, that's always kind of been the case. I mean, even, you know, if you want to go back to, like, the beginning of the Federal Reserve. And the reason they named it the Federal Reserve is to fool all the people into thinking it was a bank of the United States, when it was not a bank of the United States. But people still believe to this day that the Federal Reserve is the United States Central Bank. When it's, you know, they're totally disconnected from the United States government.
Well, here's it, too. It's called Nationalbanken, the National Bank.
National Bank of Denmark.
But it's a self-owned institution, right?
Right, right.
Who just happened to press the Queen's currency, right?
Exactly. And so they do the currency and they loan it to the queen at interest, and the queen does whatever she does with it all. I don't know. Sends it out to the peasants.
I don't know. I think one of the with all this COVID, right? We're seeing a lot of protests in Denmark too, right? And I hear more and more people saying we shouldn't take it to the parliament. We should take it to the queen, right?
Do they?
That's what I'm starting to hear that in the comments here and there. Not like in mainstream, but, you know, more and more people are starting to say, you know, the parliament is just the parliament.
Okay, and the queen has final say.
Of course, that's the queen.
The queen.
But if you ask people, they will say, oh, the queen has no real power. She's just, you know, head of state.
right, yeah, figurehead. Yeah.
But does it really matter what a prefix you put in front of monarchy?
I don't know. Are there prefixes for monarchy?
I don't know. I live in a so-called democratic monarchy. What?
Okay.
That doesn't really... Aren't those conflicting?
I guess. I mean, it all depends on the monarch, I would suppose. I mean, if the monarch accepts the word of the people, the will of the people, then that would be a democratic monarchy, right?
Well, that's what they supposedly say that happened here.
Okay.
But if you read the constitution, that's not really what it says.
So. Denmark has a constitution?
Yes.
Okay.
It's been rewritten. We have the fifth edition right now.
Fifth edition.
It was rewritten last time in 1953, yeah.
Okay. Well,
they did that because we were... the Constitution said that it was the firstborn son that would inherit the throne and always be a king, right? But the people of Denmark didn't like the firstborn son. They liked his big sister better.
Okay.
So they did a big election in 1953, which changed the constitution to say the firstborn heiress, right?
All right.
Or heir. So that made so we have Queen Margaret now, because nobody liked her brother.
And how old is Queen Margaret?
Right. 70-something.
Okay. So she doesn't have too much longer. And does she have children?
Yes, she has a son.
So you already know
Crown, who... She has two sons, but we don't care about the other one. It's all about Crown Prince Frederick, right?
Okay, so he'll be the next monarch.
Yeah. Yeah, but astrologers have always foreseen in his future that he would not become king. That he would, what do you call it, abdicate. That he would say no thank you to the throne.
So
we don't know. Astrologers, yeah.
All right. You didn't have anybody like with a crystal ball or anything.
Well, then he's got a brother, though, right?
Yeah.
But nobody really likes the brother.
Okay.
Well, then he's got kids. He's got like 3 or 4 kids, too.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right, so that's so.
If you ask most Danes why they have a queen, they will say because they don't want a president.
Okay, well, that's good enough reason, I guess. I mean, as long as she's fairly benign, you know, stays out of the way, lets people do the same, then...
Well, every time she speaks, she sort of pisses people off. Last time she said that the whole climate change things wasn't, you know, proven that it was human made and people should relax a little.
And how does that piss people off?
That pissed off a lot of people.
How? How does that, I mean, people want to believe that climate change is human driven?
Well, they really, a lot of people do here, you know, that Denmark, for one, is going to be help save the world from the horrible pollution. So they thought it was very counter the green movement that the queen would say such a thing. And they called her a climate change denier.
I'm a denier.
Yeah, I know. You'll probably like his speech.
The world's not on fire.
No.
references, boy.
So did everything, if now you say that things changed, though, did everything then stay the same?
Yeah, everything's the same as far as I see. You got a new idiot in there making his, you know, saying his new words and making his new changes, but it all follows along with the whole agenda, the Agenda 21 or the Agenda 2030 at this point, because we're so far in, getting so close to 2030 compared to when Agenda 21 was written. So, yeah, the agenda continues regardless of which moron is there saying, these are the things that I believe in and these are the things that I'm going to do. And you know, it appears that things have changed because instead of this guy that said he was supposedly Mr. Conservative and all that, now you got this guy that says he's Mr. Liberal. It doesn't matter. It doesn't make, but those make no difference.
No, you can always find the points where they agree.
Absolutely. Just take the wars or the economy or whatever. And they all pretty much come down to the same thing. They're different, you know, differing words, and there's
the utmost loyalty to Israel one.
Oh, of course, yes. That
complete annihilation of Palestine.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
What pisses me off, though?
Well, it should.
I don't get pissed off very easily. That pisses me off.
Well, yeah, it is frustrating, but I think it's because a lot of the globalists, a lot of the banksters are headquartered there. You know.
Why didn't they fucking take Switzerland then?
Switzerland's got its own globalists.
Who would care, right?
No, they have their own globalists in Switzerland.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah,
they
do. And they're part of the. The group that you and I will never be part of.
Oh, yeah. I find, you know, people always say, oh, look at Switzerland. They're so free and they have this good economy and they're, you know, like this bastion of, you know, solid economy and free trade. And I'm going, you think they did that on cheese and chocolate and clocks?
Probably not. No, it doesn't seem too likely.
They're like the traitors of some of the most destructive things on this planet, man.
Yeah.
All their derivatives bullshit.
Oh yeah, well, there's so much of the amount of money that's in derivatives at this point far exceeds the actual amount of money that there actually exists in the world.
And most of those goddamn hedge bankers, they own most of the physical assets, too.
Sure.
That's the insane part of it, man. That's the insane part of it.
Well, that's...
That drives me nuts sometimes, is that there are that few people that own all the rice.
Yeah.
You know, billions of people are relying on that rice to survive.
Sure.
And it's owned by very few people.
Right. Well, pretty much everything's owned by very few people. I mean,
that pisses me off.
You know, they talk about the different media channels over here in the U.S. You know, like Fox News is this crazy conservative group. CNN is this middle of the road, apparently, and MSNBC is the liberal group. But they're all owned by the same people.
CNN is like the middle of
I don't know. I just. Whatever, but they're all owned by the same people, which is, again, back to the globalists. And if you look at, like, AP News or Reuters, they're the ones, all the news that you see out there from all these various sources comes from the same people. And
one big thing happened within the last 50, 60 years, Grimnir. Everything got a lot more centralized.
Oh, sure. And I don't know if it's only 50 or 60 years. I think
Oh, well, it went really fast.
Yeah.
I don't know. From where I'm sitting, you know, maybe little Denmark was just, you know, behind on the game, but the last 50, 60 years of everything really became really centralized in Northern Europe.
Yeah, well, they're trying to make it globally centralized, so that's the goal, is to make it globally centralized. Probably with this great reset thing, to eliminate actual cash, because cash is a problem to them, because they can't track everything you're doing, and they want to track everything you're doing. So if they go to some kind of a digital system, which in theory works very well. I mean, if you look at the whole Bitcoin or cryptocurrency world, you can see how well it works. But they want to use it because that way they can track and control things that they cannot do with cash, you know, paper or coin.
But they own it all. They own that. They also own all the digital highways now.
Well, I don't know, but I mean,
Google owns all those data centers that everybody got to go through.
Well, Google and Amazon.
Yeah.
But I mean, not all of them. I mean, a lot of the most of the idea behind Bitcoin and cryptocurrency world is that it was not centralized. It's totally decentralized.
Exactly. It was decentralized, yeah.
Right.
Because, you know, that's the only sane thing to do, is to decentralize all the time. Why wouldn't you?
People like their crap centralized.
Push everything down into little modular autonomous cells everywhere. Thank you. Right?
Well, you would hope.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be an ideal thing, an ideal way to go, is to totally decentralize.
That would be ideal movement.
But that's you and I and people here at RLM. Well, we understand that the decentralization is the way to gain more freedom. But that is opposed to what the globalist controllers want. They want to not allow you more freedom. They want you to be controlled, but they want you to do it without realizing it. Or they want to do it to you. They want to make you believe that is freedom.
Yeah.
When they centralize everything. But
they used to be for the efficiency, right? That used to be the big argument, at least over here, for centralizing. We went from very local government to centralizing those, right? Within 3-4 steps.
Yeah.
And every time it was to make things more efficient.
And
save money.
And every time they try to make things more efficient, what happens?
They have to hire more people for administrative shit instead of hiring people for doing the actual work.
So that would be less efficient.
Yes, exactly. It's insane. I mean, most people in the public service now in Denmark are lawyers and administrators and legal people, right?
Right.
And economics, modelers, people who sit and do little tiny models in management.
Okay.
Yeah. We have a union for they have a union, the lawyers, economists, and management, blah, blah, right? They have their own labor union. And now you have a movement
in Denmark
that is anti that union.
Lawyers are in a labor union?
Yeah. The Danish lawyer and economic union.
Okay, I don't think they have unions for lawyers here. The lawyers here are all controlled by the Bar Association. Which would be...
No, here they're all in the lawyer. They're all in the union with the economists.
Okay.
But we use that, you know, the abbreviation of that union, we use that as a term of the whole bureaucracy and the growing administration. And now that every time they make a new rule, you got to hire two people to administer.
Yeah. See,
every time they make more laws, you got to hire more people to do the paperwork and push everything around.
The thing that gets me about the whole legal profession and the lawyers and all that is the way they distort the language. And that's to me is the primary problem. is because whatever, when you say a word like person, you think a person is a person, like a human being. Even the word human being is messed up. But for them, a person is not a human being. It's a legal entity.
Oh, that's particularly bad in North America, though.
Oh, yeah, it's horrible here. Yeah,
Danish law is kind of different that way because it's the intention of the law behind the word that's the important part.
Yeah, well, here it's like, you know, like if you get pulled over by a cop for whatever, and then they give you a citation for whatever, then they'll say, "Do you understand?" And to you, does that mean, that means, like, do I comprehend what you're saying? Yeah, I comprehend what you're saying. So I'm going to go ahead and say I understand. But that's not what it means. Understand means do you stand under the rules that they have just described to you, or not described to you, depending on what the situation is.
Will you consent to this?
Yeah, thing? Yeah. Do you consent? Do you understand does not mean do you comprehend, which is what it should be. You know, that's that freaking legal mumbo-jumbo bullshit where they destroy the language in order to, you know, get you to agree to doing things according to their rules.
Mm.
And so, yeah, I hate lawyers for that reason. And other,
I studied law, though.
Yeah. So,
I didn't finish it because, you know, I suddenly grew a heart. And a soul.
Right. Yeah. Well, those were probably already there.
I was
going
to use it for activism, though. That was my, I was going to be an activist lawyer.
Okay. And you were going to help people do what?
I was going to help change the world, though.
Oh, okay.
Through law. That was my big goal.
And would your change be real change, or would it be more of the same?
I just told you, I grew with sets, didn't I?
I know, but you said you were going to change the world, but...
Yeah, I was an idealistic activist. I was going to change the world.
The more things change, right?
The more they stay the same. Right?
Yeah, you know, the
same. So my change wouldn't have been any different, which is the whole fucking reason, though.
Right.
Let's stop saving and fixing the world, right? The more people do, the more fucked up it gets.
That's the problem, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, that's stop changing things. I don't know. And grow plants.
Grow plants, yeah.
Grow apple trees.
Grow.
You can't fuck up completely by growing apple trees, right?
No. Growing plants is a good thing. It helps the atmosphere, helps the world, helps you, because you're back in touch with the nature that you're trying to expand to get more people back.
And you can make apple juice.
Yeah. Well, just because you grow apple trees doesn't mean you're going to get any apples.
No, that's true.
So,
I have a teeny tiny peach and a teeny tiny apricot tree I don't think it's ever going to grow any fruit.
It take a few years to start, you know.
Yeah.
They're not going to grow apples or peaches or whatever on the first
I've
year.
I've never seen a peach or an apple tree actually give fruit in Denmark.
Really?
No. Maybe in a greenhouse, but no.
Well, I mean, apple trees like it cold, so...
No, apples, but not peaches and apricots.
Oh, yeah.
Tons of apple trees here. We got apple trees everywhere growing in the wild.
I imagine you probably have a rough time growing citrus over there.
Yeah, that doesn't it. You know, in people... Yeah, no, in greenhouses, maybe.
Yeah.
Can you grow, like, lemons or lime or oranges where you are?
I don't know. I've never seen any around here. Maybe I should try. I don't know. Grow some grapefruits. See how that goes.
You like grapefruits?
Oh, I love grapefruit, yeah.
Oh.
You know, those they're really good for you. Yeah.
Yeah, they are, especially in winter.
Well, all the fruits are pretty much all good for you. I can't think of a fruit that's not good for you. Can you?
No.
No? Okay.
There are some berries, though, right? You have to be a little careful with
them. Oh, there are poisonous berries, sure.
Like elderberry. You can eat elderberry, but you have to cook them.
Yeah, yeah, you can.
Yeah, you learn that as a kid.
You can make wine out of elderberry.
Yeah, my dad made an awesome elderberry soup. And elderberry lemonade. Yeah, like a really thick, heavy, warm soup, and then you eat it with these big, crunchy biscuits that you break into the warm, warm elderberry soup.
I don't think I've ever had a berry soup.
No.
Or a fruit, any kind of fruit soup. I've done that's a...
You come in from the ice cold, now playing in the snow, and you get this really thick, warm soup of elderberry, which is a little metallic, though, right? It's a little irony. Tastes a little bit like blood because it's got that iron taste.
Yeah, okay.
And then a little bit of whipped cream, and they're not sweet biscuits.
Whipped
they're like
cream on a soup? You put whipped cream on your soup?
Yeah.
You people are weird over there.
It's healthy because it's full of iron and tons of vitamins, those elderberries, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, elderberries are great for you, sure. Yeah.
I usually just pick the flowers and make elderberry flower lemonade.
And it's funny that it tastes like iron since elderberry is an antioxidant.
But it has like an irony flavor.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Huh. I think the only elderberry I ever had was in supplements.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they're everywhere around here, up in the woods.
Oh, okay. Well, I live in the desert, so we don't have a lot of things growing out there that are typically known for being edible.
No. I did make, you know, this summer I made elderberry flower lemonade from the elderberry flowers around here.
Okay. Terrific. Mm-hmm. And that won't change, right?
No.
No.
No. No, well, they tore down a bunch of those elderberry bushes, but there's always, then somebody else grows somebody else somewhere else, and then you just have to look for them.
And why did they tear down the elderberry bushes?
They did that with the elderberry and the sea buckwheat bushes, too, that I was really fond of. Because they were putting in new power lines and sewage lines, and so they had to dig up the whole beach area.
So
my favorite apple tree got torn down.
So they destroy things in the name of progress.
Yes, they do.
That kind of goes back to last week's deal.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I know that now it's looking really barren, and then, you know, maybe not next year, but next summer again, it's going to be the same again, right?
I guess.
Because nature's just going to grow back.
Yeah, it should, right.
Yeah, but all the buckwheat, we had a nice, really big patch of sea buckthorn that's a really good little berry. Sour as fuck, but it's full of vitamin C.
Okay.
Nasty to pick. They got these long thorns and the berries all mushy.
Right.
So you get 100 little stings from picking them.
That's why you send Flash out to pick them.
No, I would never do that. I do that. I picked them for Flash, so yes, all that vitamin C in the winter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I noticed some chat about the vaccine here in the chat room.
Oh, vaccine.
Now, have you or will you accept their poisonous experimental vaccine?
Probably not, no.
Now, what if your work says you have to be vaccinated to come here?
I don't think they will.
I know, but what if they do?
I would probably say they're not working at home.
Okay. All right.
But I don't think that they will. I already asked my union how they feel about it, though.
Yeah, and?
They said they can't, they foresee no force.
Okay, good. All right, now, you're a professional, and you have a union. See, most of the...
It's a really small one.
The union...
It's a really, really small and benign one, though.
Most of the unions here are for, you know, blue-collar type workers. Most of the professionals do not have unions.
Well, that's very different here. I think 90-something percent of all Danish people are in some form of union.
Okay, and... Do the unions actually help you in some way?
Yeah, they're the ones who negotiate the contract I'm hired under.
Okay.
This year I got an extra paid vacation day, annual paid vacation day, which was contracted 3 years ago when they were negotiating the new contracts. So I've been giving an extra vacation day added on every year for 3 years, right?
And you already get like a thousand.
Because of my union, I have an extra 8 paid vacation days a year.
Now, do you think that if you were not in a union, that you could not have negotiated that contract for yourself?
I don't have to be in the union for the contract to be negotiated. They're not exclusive like that.
So you could be a non-union member...
Hired under the same contract. Yeah, lots of people are.
Okay.
I just happen to like the union people. So right. I support them and I want to be a member of them. And if there's ever a conflict, they're going to be right there next to me,
mm-hmm.
helping me out in the meetings with the company. If we ever have a fallout, me and my employee, then the union will be there in the meetings helping me sort it out. And I like the people. When I wrote to the head of my, you know, the I don't know what you call those, the guy who's in, you know, the head of the union and the vice, you know, the general secretary and the vice secretary. Those are the people I wrote directly to ask about the vaccines. And both of them replied to my email within 10 minutes.
Okay. Well, that's great. Yeah, I've only ever worked for two unions, and they were both at the same company, General Dynamics, and they were both horrible. The first one I worked for was the Engineers and Architects Group, and they were such a small union that they had no power. They couldn't really negotiate anything that the company didn't say was okay, that, you know, the corporation didn't say was okay. And then after an event happened, which was the Shuttle Challenger exploding, I was going to be laid off. And the union offered since I was low on the union totem pole, I was just going to be laid off. But the company said, well, we could transfer you down here to this other division, and you'll be part of the International Machinists or whatever, IAM. I forget what the A stands for. International Association of Machinists. And not only will this union cost you more than your old union, they still won't do anything for you. But the unions, you know, they steal money out of every paycheck, right? And it's just like having another level of government between you and the company, which is...
Well, it might be if those the big ones. We have those big unions in Denmark too, and they are mainly blue collar. That is true. Or the lawyers and economists. That's a pretty big union too. But the union I'm in, they only operate within the company I work in.
Okay.
And they're really cheap and they have no employees. Everybody who's working for this union are doing it voluntarily.
Okay, great. That's great.
So they're
pretty much
cover all the specialists.
What if all of the union members said, okay, I don't want to pay dues anymore?
Then you just get released from it.
All right.
I'm a specialist, right? That's the union is called the specialist union, right? And there are tons of specialists who are not a member of this union or any other union. Or maybe they're a member of some other union that has nothing to do with my company. But they are still employed under that contract.
Okay.
So the union will work for those people too.
All right.
They just don't, you know, have a say.
All right. Well, we're way off track from whatever our topic
was. Yeah, we are.
But that's very interesting stuff to me. I mean, the difference is, you know, from the way it is here and the way that the only way that I really know about how things work is you know, from, you know, local experience, right? Anyway, but so as far as things changing under the new moron, the new pedo.
We had the orange man. Now we have the creepy man, right?
Right. And before him, you had what did Biden call him? He's clean. He's clean. He's
clean.
And he speaks well. That's what when Biden was talking about Obama back in the day.
But Obama is the brown man.
Yeah. But what Biden described him, he's a clean Negro or something.
A clean Negro. Wow. I'm telling you. Okay, I think he might be a pedophile, but he is also a racist.
Oh, he's definitely a racist. He's a huge racist.
Yeah, he definitely got more racist.
Oh, and he's classist. He's also very classist. Kate points out that Biden said he's only planning one term. Yeah, the thing is, how much of his term is he going to go for? Or is he going to be allowed to have? Because, I mean, he's dementia. He's got dementia. So, and he just, well, how long will they allow him to be in there? I mean, apparently the Democrats seem to love the 25th Amendment deal.
But is Trump going to do a third party?
Who knows? Who cares?
That's what all the media in Denmark is about.
Okay. Well, hooray. The Trump party. Woohoo! Trump's freaking old too, man. So
he's going to call it the Patriots party, right?
Is he?
That's what I read.
All right. Great. What's a patriot?
Somebody who loves his country.
Yeah. Well,
I would say somebody who loves his state, though.
The state. It loves the state, exactly.
That's what it's called, a patriot.
Yeah. And the state is the government, and the government is the one that does all the nasty shit to you.
I love my country. I love my people, but I don't love the state, and I'm not a patriot.
Yeah. I'm
a national romance, though.
I don't like the word patriot.
No.
And just look at the people that claim to be patriots, and it's like, I don't want to know those people. Those people are fucked up. And you know, it's like on one hand, they're bitching about everything in government, and on the other hand, they're supporting everything in government.
You don't worship an eagle?
Worship a what?
An eagle.
No.
Isn't that what the patriots over there worship?
I guess. Eagles, flags, cops, military,
barbecues. Like barbecues?
I like barbecues. That's fine. I don't need to be a patriot to enjoy a barbecue. Even if that barbecue happens to fall on Memorial Day or July 4th or Veterans
Flash
Day.
Flash has the coolest handkerchief, though. Flash has a bandana that's the American flag almost. And then in the corner, in white, it says, made in China. It's the most beautiful bandana ever.
Oh, that's great. And does he wear that as his mask?
I think so, yes.
That's a good one, except over there, I don't know if it has the effect it would have here.
I don't know.
Yeah, you know, like
we don't go out much. Let's just say that.
Like my on my Twitter deal, I've got, you know, 1,300 followers, something like that.
Ooh.
But let's say I went there today and I posted something negative about cops or the military.
Oh, they were
or against their party, whichever it happened to be, because I post bad things about each party. Then my number of followers would drop by X amount, because I have offended their sensibilities by saying the military is a bunch of dickheads, or the cops are all assholes, or all bastards, or whatever. Then those people that have followed on to my timeline for whatever reason, because they saw some tweet I said that opposed the group that they don't like, which if any of the people following, if any of the people following saw all of the tweets that I tweeted, I'd have zero followers because I offend everybody. just the nature of the beast being a Rothbardian. Are you a Rothbardian?
A Rothbardian?
And a narco-capitalist?
Oh. No, I don't think so.
You'd probably be more on the anarcho-socialist kind of thing.
I would. Don't think I'm pretty sure that the one who owns the soil is the earthworms.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think the earthworms really care too much about what's going on above.
No, exactly. That's why they are the natural heirs and owners of the soil, right?
Yeah.
Are you the owner of the ground you stand on, or are the earthworms?
Well, see, that's the thing is, I purchased this property. So according to the lawyers and other folks that I hate, the state, yes, I am the owner. But
if you go down and you tell an earthworm to get out of your property.
Get out of my land! But if you own something, that sounds like it's a permanent deal, right? But of course, I only own it as long as I pay them to allow me to own it.
Yeah, because what you own is the right of usury, right?
Usage, not usury. The usury is totally different.
Oh, when you use others. Okay. Well, you have the right of usage then.
The right to stay here as long as I pay them every year for what they call.
And you don't break any other rules.
Right. Yeah. You got to pay their theft. I mean, taxation.
Do you have rules about like how long your grass can grow or how high your hedges can be?
Not exactly, but I mean they can find ways to come and get you if you allow things to become unkempt. Because you know there are general aesthetics rules and things like that. Which are city based. I don't have like a homeowners association or anything like that. Where people do have those, then yeah, they can only have like 3-inch tall grass or whatever.
That's the first thing I checked when we looked at this house. If there is one of those homeowner associations.
Yeah, those guys are horrible.
And when there wasn't, I went, okay, good, then we can look at it again.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to live anywhere where there's one of those.
No, me neither.
No.
I mean, what do you want another level of government in between you, which is kind of goes back to the whole union deal, but anyway.
Like the whole street of Karens?
Yeah,
you probably even have, like, mandated barbecues.
Yeah.
And work weekends. Yeah, no.
People here just want to be left alone. That's why they live out here in Moriarty. They just want to be left alone. And, you know, if it takes, you know, you got to do a few things, you know, like keeping your yard upkept to a level, then, you know, that's all right. I don't mind doing that. I don't want to walk out there and see 4-foot-tall weeds anyway. yeah.
The neighbor next door hasn't done anything for 10 years or so.
Yeah.
So it's like a birch. He's got a birch forest.
Terrific. Birch is good.
Yeah, if they grow fast.
All right, well, we're out of time. So.
Oh, yeah, we went derailed, but hey.
We always do.
I blame you.
Okay.
You're scatter-minded.
I accept that blame.
Yeah.
All right.
Everybody knows who is the scatter-minded, though, don't they?
Well, everybody has some level of scattered-mindedness, so...
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that yours is at a higher degree of scattered-mindedness than mine, but...
I am.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in here today to It's All Connected. And well,
thank you for listening.
We'll be back next Monday, same bat time, same bat channel. Anyway, have a great rest of your day and a good week. And that's it.
That's it.
Peace.